Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Today we will pick up where we left off last time talking about the man, Jesus. In Galatians 4 verse 4, the Apostle Paul says God the Son was born of a woman. And we know from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke that woman was Mary. We met her again yesterday. As we consider the humanity of Christ, we find him in both Galatians and in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. This is the baby who grew up into adulthood as the complete man. And there is a plethora of evidence in the Bible that Jesus was human as we are human. What I want to do is share with you some scripture that demonstrates the humanness of Christ. I do not want to overwhelm you with these verses, but at the same time, these are all great. So I hope you might jot down these references and read them on your own time. Wouldn't that be a fine way to end your day? Tonight, in the quiet, get a hold of your Bible and just read through these verses. Think of the man Jesus, and give him thanks and praise for being born of the woman all those centuries ago, so that now you have life in his name. Just at the end yesterday, we began with this one. In John chapter 8, verse 40, Jesus calls himself a man. In John 8, verse 40, Jesus responds to his enemies saying, "You are seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth." Jesus calls himself a man. Certainly, this proves the humanity of Jesus. He said of himself that he was a man. The word man is associated with the Lord Jesus again in Acts chapter 2 and verse 22. Peter is preaching a profound sermon when he says this, "Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst." You heard Peter there. Jesus the Nazarene, a man. Romans chapter 5 and verse 15 speaks of the one man, Jesus Christ. That was Romans 5:15. And then if you would, hear God's word at Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14, describing Jesus. "Since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same." That was Hebrews 2:14, and notice that Jesus partook of the same flesh and blood as any man does. The Greek word translated partook means fellowship, partnership, and communion. Jesus was fully human. He partook. He shared in the flesh and blood of being a man. Jesus taught us that he had a material body. In the Gospel of Matthew and the 26th chapter, listen to the words of the Lord. I'm reading Matthew 26, verses 26 and 28. You will be familiar with these words if you participate in the Lord's Supper, communion, at your local church. This is Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 and 28. While they were eating, and that right there tells you Jesus was human. He was eating. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And when he had taken a cup, and that right there tells you Jesus was human, he was drinking. When he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins." And to this day, when we gather to celebrate the Lord's Supper, we eat the bread and drink the juice or the wine that symbolize what? His body crucified on the cross, his blood shed on the cross for the penalty and forgiveness of our sins. When Christ was nailed to the cross, his real human flesh was pinned there. His real human blood was poured out there. Jesus was a man, and he was a man with a rational soul. He had a body and a soul. Listen to Matthew chapter 26, and this time verse 38. These are Jesus' words to the disciples in the place called Gethsemane. Then Jesus said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me." Christ says of himself that he had a soul, and that soul was deeply grieved. And Jesus experienced the stirring of his soul again in John's Gospel, chapter 11, when his good friend Lazarus died. I'm reading John 11, verses 33, 35, and 38. Again, for note takers, this is John 11, 33, 35, and 38. You will benefit from reading all of John chapter 11. "When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her were also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled. Jesus wept." So Jesus, again being deeply moved within, came to the tomb. Friends, this certainly speaks to the humanity of Jesus. The Lord had a rational soul, and this soul, this spirit, was deeply grieved and deeply moved. Matthew 26 and John 11. I'm showing you, for many of you, I am reminding you from the scripture that Jesus, born of the woman, was a man. He was truly human. And of course, we read about all of his normal human experiences. Let me highlight just a few more passages. I hope that you are tracking with me here in our survey of the scripture. Jesus got hungry. Matthew 4, verse 2 reads, "And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry." Matthew 4, 2. Jesus got tired. Matthew 8, verse 24 reads, "And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered with the waves. But Jesus himself was asleep." Matthew 8, 24. Jesus got angry. Mark 3, verse 5, "After looking around at them with anger, Jesus was grieved at their hardness of heart." Mark 3, 5. Jesus got thirsty. John 19, verse 28, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." John 19, 28. All of this proves that Jesus was man. And it is crucial that Jesus was the man. The other day, I quoted the theologian Louis Burkhoff. I want to quote from him again now. In his Systematic Theology, he writes, "Men have sometimes forgotten the human Christ in their reverence for the divine. It is very important to maintain the reality and integrity of the humanity of Jesus by admitting his human development and human limitations. The splendor of his deity should not be stressed to the extent of obscuring his real humanity." If you will allow me to be personal for a moment, I must admit that was convicting to me because I am a person who has no difficulty accepting that Jesus is God. But in my own reverence for God, I have sometimes obscured the reality that Jesus is fully human. I have often pondered, how is it that Jesus could be a man like me? How is it that God took on human flesh and lived here among people like us? Men like me? As we have seen in the Bible today, Jesus was a man like me in the sense he had a body, a mind, and a soul. Like me, he could be deeply grieved and moved in his spirit and soul. He got hungry, thirsty, and tired. He got angry. I can relate to all of this. and I very much need the God who relates to me through the person of Christ. Being human, it is so good to know that Jesus sympathizes with me in my very ordinary human life. Yet Jesus lived the human life that I can never live, and that is because Jesus never sinned. I am a sinner through and through, but Jesus was not a sinner. This is great comfort to me when I struggle to be human, which I do. Often I hate being human, and that is because the human me is given to temptation and sin. And so it is very reassuring to look to Jesus the man and watch him live the life I cannot live. For him to be man as I am man, but to be the man, capital T, capital M, the perfect man. I desperately need Christ to live the human life that I cannot live. I desperately need Christ to be my Savior, to rescue and deliver me from all my sin. I desperately need Jesus to show me the way to live my very ordinary human life. I desperately need Jesus to die for my sins. So I am glad that I have met Jesus Christ, born of the woman, fully and truly man. He is the man. He is the perfect man. Burkhoff is right. Men have sometimes forgotten the human Christ in their reverence for the divine. It is very important to maintain the reality and integrity of the humanity of Jesus by admitting his human development and human limitations. The splendor of his deity should not be stressed to the extent of obscuring his real humanity. Join me again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.